Hey guys, this is Pastor Jesse, and I want to share with you some thoughts on my heart today. If you're like my wife and I, you may not be surprised by what's going on in our world, even as the sermon that I preached a few Sundays ago, to not be surprised when the fiery trial comes upon us. But at the same time, you probably are looking at the news, looking at social media, and you keep saying to yourself, is this really happening? Is this really going on all over the world? Is there a virus that is attacking thousands of people around the world? Oh, certainly we know that ever since the fall, there's been sickness and disease and death. But this just seems to be a strange thing that's going on, even though we're not supposed to be surprised. It just seems to be so quick and so prevalent. Along with that, we've all seen some of the hysteria. I wouldn't call it all hysteria. Some, you know, rightly preparing for maybe a long drawn out time of being quarantined in their homes or whatever, you know, that we might be asked to do. And then with that, we also have the financial losses and stresses and job losses and uncertainty, markets that are going down, down, down. I'm certain the grain prices as well as the beef prices are going down. And it just is a bit overwhelming. I'll just be honest. We look at all that's going on and it seems pretty overwhelming. So as I've been thinking about that, this morning in my personal devotions, I was reading Psalm 91, Psalm 92, and Psalm 93. And Psalm 93 is just a beautiful psalm of the solid foundation that we have in our God. So let me read for you Psalm 93. The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, he has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established, it shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old, you are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their roaring, mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. This psalm is so beautiful. It's a description beginning with the majesty of God and how he reigns over everything. His belt is a belt of strength. He puts on strength as his belt. He's robed in majesty. It says the world is established, it shall never be moved. His throne is established from of old. God, our God, is an everlasting God. Oh, friends, brothers and sisters, we have an everlasting God. He always has been, he is now, and he always will be. But we come to verses 3 and 4, and it seems to be where we're at right now. It talks about the floods and how the floods keep lifting and rising and they're roaring. Well, we experienced flooding in South Dakota last year and throughout the Midwest, and we know the devastation of flooding. We know that as it rises, you are helpless. There's not much you can do. And if you've ever been to the sea, to the ocean, And if you've played on the beach, if you've played in the waves, you know that those waves can be pretty strong. You can be thinking you're having a good time, and all of a sudden, a wave can just knock you flat to the sandy beach. And you stand up and say, "What in the world was that?" And the psalmist here says, "God, more than the floods that lift up, mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty." God is mighty. I can't wrap my mind around his might, around his strength, around his power. But this, my friends, my brothers and sisters, this is what we must set our minds on during times of uncertainty, during times of the coronavirus, during times of a market crash, during times of people panicking over, are they going to have enough food to eat? Are they going to have enough necessities for daily life? The Lord on high is mighty. And then he wraps up this psalm with this: "Your decrees are very trustworthy." What is he talking about? He's talking about the Word of God, the decrees of God, as well as what he has decreed will happen. So we see his revealed will right in the Word of God, in the Scriptures, and we see that what he says will happen in the world is exactly what will happen. His decrees are trustworthy. And then these last two lines: "Holiness befits your house." We never, ever should or could or would should we want to say that God is unjust. God is perfectly just. God never sins. God never makes a mistake. Holiness befits his house. Everything about God is holy. And he is our God forevermore. This is the word that I gave to us as we studied through the Psalms. It's the word Lord. And you've heard me say this 100 times, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. This is the covenant name of God, Yahweh. He is the everlasting God. He is the one that keeps his promises. He is the one that decrees all things from the beginning to the end. He is the everlasting one. Take heart. Take heart in this, our great God. Don't fret and worry because of what you see in the news. Don't fret and worry because of what you see in the supermarket. God is the everlasting God. He is mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, mightier than a flood of troubles that comes upon my life and your life in Kadoka, South Dakota, in Belvedere, South Dakota, in Okotin, South Dakota, or wherever you may be listening from. God is mightier than all of that, and we can trust in him. I pray that you're trusting in him. Oh, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. You are a good and a faithful God. Holiness befits your house, O God. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we commit ourselves to you as your children. Rescue us, O God, from the fears, from the worries, from the troubles of this world. Help us to run to you as our refuge, as our only hope. Lord, we pray for a calm in our nation. We pray for a calm throughout the world. We pray that during these times of trouble, people might recognize that our life here on this earth is very brief. It's like a vapor that appears for a moment and then is gone. And Lord, I pray that we, the church, would stand up and offer to them the hope of God, our solid rock, of Jesus Christ, who died to forgive us of all of our sins, of the Holy Spirit that indwells us, that empowers us, that helps us when we're in turmoil. Oh God, work in my life. Work in the life of your church. Work in the life of our communities. Work in this nation and throughout the world, so that you might be glorified, so that the gospel might go forth, and that your kingdom might come. We pray in Jesus' name.